Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Tuesday, my darlings, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is time for us to contemplate, to journal, and maybe even to share a little bit later today. So our Tuesday episodes, I've said this before, these are my favorites. Normally, they're my favorites of the week. And whatever topic that I choose to share with you each Tuesday, you can either use as a journaling prompt, just write it down, spend 5, 10, 30 minutes journaling on this topic, or even better, I mean, even deeper, I guess I should say, if you have a trusted person in your life that you can actually share on this topic with, that will help you go as deep as possible for this specific practice. So we contemplate, we journal, and maybe even share.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Today, for our topic for Tune In Tuesday, I want to take a moment for us to contemplate something or someone we need to say no to right now. Just take a moment and see how that lands. So, something or someone that we need to say no to. Basically, what I'm asking is, where in your life do you need to set a boundary? Something or someone that you need to or want to say no to. And it doesn't have to be no because or no and screw you, right? It can just be no. What's an area of your life where you feel like you are just overstretched right now? What's a person in your life that you feel is demanding or asking more than you can give? What is a situation that's unfolding in your life where you just don't feel okay, right? Where you feel a little bit slighted or overextended or stepped on or maybe used or manipulated? Some situation, I know there is one. There's a situation, a person, something going on in your life where you actually need to put your foot down and just say no. Right? It could be a family member. Oftentimes, I find for most of us, we all have at least one family member where we could use a little bit of extra healthy boundaries with them. It doesn't have to be that they are a terrible person or something's totally wrong in that relationship, but some people just have that tendency to reach for a little bit more than we can energetically give, right? And that can also change and go in cycles as well. So maybe you have that person, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's someone at your work, like you have a boss or a coworker demanding way more from you than what's reasonable for you to give right now. Maybe you're doing work that you weren't even hired to do, or you've taken on responsibility, but you're not getting paid for that. Setting boundaries is a hard thing. Right. And I'm not saying for you, if this is your boss, for example, to go there tomorrow and say, hey, no, I'm not going to do this part of my job anymore, because that could potentially put you in a tricky situation. What I'm asking of you right now is to ponder and contemplate this question so that you can actually identify where in your life you want to set this boundary. Oftentimes, we find ourselves in scenarios and situations where we're just frustrated. We just have that feeling like something isn't right, right? Maybe you're frustrated at work right now. You don't even really know why. So identifying that need to say no, or that need to set a boundary, is the first step. We don't have to act on it right away or even ever, right? A boundary, or something that you need to say no to right now, sometimes it's ourselves. And this took me a long time to figure out, that actually for most of my adult life, I've had a really poor boundary, or no boundaries, between myself and my inner critic. So I've had an inner critic, you know, that loud voice in the back of your head. My inner critic usually tells me that I suck at most things. My inner critic tells me I'm a bad person. My inner critic tells me I'm not doing a good enough job, that I'm not a good enough human being. And when I realize that I can actually set a boundary between me and that voice in the back of my head and say, no, I won't tolerate this negative kind of self-talk toward myself. I am worthy of the same amount of compassion and love as I give to other people, right? So we can set boundaries within ourselves. Also, when it comes to our habits or little things that we do throughout the day, maybe you're really good at keeping your promises with other people, but you break them to yourself all the time. That's a poor boundary, right? So take that moment right now just to identify, or begin contemplating, the area in your life or the person in your life that you need to say no to. And then notice right now where your awareness went. And sometimes, you know, the reason we have these as options for journaling, as options for sharing, is because it can take a little bit of time for us to actually get to the heart of the matter. Oftentimes, I find our awareness goes to a place because we're kind of fed up, right? That need to say no. Oftentimes, we feel it in the back of our throats. When we haven't set boundaries with a person or in a situation, we can actually get throat pain, we can get laryngitis, we can get sick and have that feeling of just like our throat aches or throbs because we need to speak up. We need that big fat no to come out, right? So I find that oftentimes we can, in just a second or two, actually figure out where in our lives we need to set that boundary. But I do suggest you journal a little bit or share a little bit on this just to go deeper. And once you have identified that person or that scenario, just sit with that a little bit. Contemplate as well, what has this inability to say no, what is it doing to you right now? How is it wreaking havoc on your life? How is it causing you pain? And I'm sure that the reason you haven't said no is because saying no is really, really hard. Setting boundaries is a really hard thing to do, especially when it comes to the people that we love, right? We kind of think that if we set a boundary with a person, maybe they're going to leave us, right? Maybe that whole dynamic will change and will shift. But it's important that you realize that setting a boundary with another person, saying no to another person, is saying yes to yourself. So it's less about separating from, or causing an issue with, or moving away from another person, and more about just choosing yourself, choosing your own needs above the needs of other people. Now, I don't know where this contemplation will take you. I find that whenever I contemplate boundaries and I realize that, oh, I have all these areas in my life where actually I've wanted to say no, but I haven't, because I want to be kind and I like being the person that helps other people out. And there are all these reasons, right, why we don't set boundaries with people. But the moment I actually begin contemplating them, oftentimes I find myself acting different in that relationship. I find myself using a different tone of voice when I speak to them. I find myself being a little bit more assertive. Suddenly, I can ask for to have my needs met in different ways. Sometimes, just identifying the need to say no can help us change that energetic dynamic of a situation. Sometimes, we don't have to actually even go to the other person and say, Hell no, right? But just anchoring into that place inside of ourselves where we define what we allow and what we don't allow. Sometimes that's enough. And of course, sometimes we contemplate a boundary or the need to set a boundary, and we end up following that up with action, which of course is amazing and wonderful too. But just remember that these Tuesday practices, they are for you to get to know yourself and your life better. So begin with this contemplation. To who or to what do you need to say no in your life? And let's see where this takes us, shall we? Wishing you a beautifully empowered rest of the day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.